Thank you very much, Mr. President. Mr. President, the destruction of 55 million stockpiled anti-personnel landmines under the Mine Ban Treaty is one of its most lasting and life-saving accomplishments. As we all know, all except two of the Mine Ban Treaty's 164 states parties still have stockpiled anti-personnel mines left to destroy. The rest have either completed their stockpile destruction obligation or had no mines to destroy in the first place. Both Ukraine and Greece have been granted multiple deadline extensions. Neither has indicated when they might complete this crucial task. However, we appreciate the update provided today by Greece. We've heard before about the contractual and regulatory issues that were preventing the stockpiled mines being destroyed in 2020 and 2021. We are encouraged to hear that the Hellenic Defense Systems, the company tasked with destroying the remaining stocks, will soon sign an agreement in the coming days to destroy the mines in cooperation with the company in Croatia within the next 18 months, as we understand it. The ICBL urges Greece to set a firm completion deadline, which we see as being in the next 18 months, to intensify its efforts and to devote the necessary resources to the stockpile destruction. We hope that Greece can provide monthly progress reports to states parties. In Ukraine, we regret that there has been no stockpile destruction since 2020 and the end of the agreement between Ukraine's Ministry of Defense and NATO's Support and Procurement Agency to destroy the remaining stocks at the Pavlograd chemical plant. Mr. President, the ICBL is appalled by Russia's use of anti-personnel mines in Ukraine, which we have repeatedly condemned. In June, the ICBL expressed concern over the safety and security of the more than 3.3 million PFM series anti-personnel mines in Ukraine stocks after Russia's all-out invasion of the country. The ICBL appreciates Ukraine's efforts to clarify the status of the PFM series anti-personnel mines currently in storage. We seek confirmation from Ukraine that the stocks are still under their jurisdiction and control, and that they will not be used in combat operations. This is important given the allegations that have been made throughout this year. We appreciate Ukraine's pledge to submit an annual updated transparency report. And as you said, Mr. President, we hope that states parties and the Cooperative Compliance Committee can support Ukraine in finding creative solutions to overcome the stockpile destruction challenge that it faces. Mr. President, we'd like to just address the issue of mines retained for training, for research and training purposes in accordance with Article 3. The good news is that 95 states parties do not retain any anti-personnel mines for these purposes, including at least 41 who once possessed them in the past. This shows how a majority of states parties now agree that there is no need to use live mines for research and training purposes. However, as you know, we're disappointed that 68 states parties are still retaining anti-personnel mines for these purposes. At the top of the retention list are Finland, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh, who currently retain more than 12,000 mines each. ICBL has long expressed concern at the large number of states parties retaining mines for training purposes, but not apparently using them for those purposes. We fear they are simply being stockpiled. All those states should either utilize the mines for the permitted purposes or destroy them urgently. Thank you.